What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Dead grass.
Have you ever raised any wheat?
Yes, ma'am, my daddy used to have wheat.
What did you tie it up into?
Well, you got tied up. Have to have it thrashed into bones and have it thrashed. Stack it.
What are the bundles piled up into?
Put in the barn. They put into a stack and then they'd have it. Thrashed, they call it. Thrashed wheat.
How did he measure his wheat?
Well, by the heck, some bushels.
If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for... I'm sorry, I blew it there. I don't know what to say. I'll have to come back to that one. Claudia, you said you have two sisters who live here.
I have one live here, one live in Atlanta.
How tall you are. The one who lives here.
She's not as tall as I am.
How about comparing your cooking?
Well, I would say she's the best cook.
So, all right, Claudia, say something. If something belongs to me, you say it.
It's been a warm day.
It has been a warm day. Say something else, but I want to see if I can get this thing.
If it belongs to me, what would you
say? I don't know that it's loud enough now. Now. I bet we got it now.
I hope so.
Hope so.
They'll come visit you and they're about to leave.
All right, Claudia. Let's see.
What do you say to them about coming back?
If something belongs to me, you say it's... What would you say?
I would say it belongs to you.
If somebody sent a card and they start to leave,
if it belongs to both of us, what would you say?
You would say, where?
It's...
I would say it belongs to you and I.
Okay. And when people come to visit you and they're about to leave, what do you say to them about coming back?
What would you say? Can you talk to them?
I would say come back again soon.
Okay.
But suppose you didn't know.
If somebody has been to a party and they started to leave
going out to play,
and you were asking about their coats,
they didn't have
you would say, where? Somebody else's coats.
Let's not back bring it to a
you were asking them.
What is made of flour
where
and load
their coats where? What would you say? Pretend you're talking to them.
What are some other kinds of bread?
I would tell them the coat is hanging up.
Well, suppose you didn't know.